What's More Love? It's a project, a mission, and a radio show. Join Deborah Beauvais as she highlights her young co-hosts. Listen to their inspirational stories in starting nonprofits and their life work to help other kids in need. We'll learn from these conscious kids how serving others can heal our own lives while spreading love to the masses. We invite you to join in for spirited conversation filled with creative ideas and possibilities to start your own mission. Let's raise the bar together and cultivate a kinder world by getting inspired to help others in need. Kids for Love Project, celebrating kids that empower others.
Welcome, everyone. This is Deborah Beauvais, and yes, it's the Kids for Love Project and radio show, and I'm the founder owner of all that, and the Dream Vision 7 radio network, the Love by Intuition show, and we're having such a wonderful time implementing the Kids for Love Project in the Pawtucket school system with the COSI program. We have an excellent show for you today, and if you're listening, whether it's today, tomorrow, next week, or next year, take in this information, and our main objective is to inspire others to make a difference and do something. And with the kids, this show also is a Dream Vision 7 radio broadcast here at 1510 AM WMEX Boston. You'll also hear the Kids for Love show on our own syndicated station, Dream Visions, all one word with an S on the end, the number 7radio.com. It's heard every Wednesday, 4 p.m. and 4 a.m. Eastern Time. Well, this show, the Kids for Love Project, we're doing something a little different today, and I've invited two practitioners, two excellent people working with kids, and our title is Peace, Love, and Joy. We create these powerful emotions within our hearts to strengthen ourselves and to radiate the frequencies out to the world around us. We model peace, love, and joy through our actions, and we teach the children through our peaceful, loving, and joyful presence. Now, first of all, I have Gail Ahlers, and she is Artistic Director and CEO of the Empowerment Factory, which is actually in the Hope Artist Village right in Pawtucket, Rhode Island. And she is amazing. She's an artist, naturally. She's from New York. And upon graduating from RISD, she studied art history in Paris, received advanced sculpture training at the San Miguel Institute. You can probably pronounce that better than I, in Mexico. And she is a WBENC and an NGLCC certified female business owner. She's an active member and advocate of Rhode Island's small business community. And she has just blossomed with all that she is doing to serve others. And then we have Wendy Fashon, and she's a master story walker and net walker. You may have heard from her. She has done some shows with Dream Vision 7, and those can be found and listened to right on our station, Dream Visions 7radio.com. She presents after-school learning adventures for Child Opportunity Zone, the COSI programs as well, in Rhode Island. She combines walking, storytelling, into a light-spirited approach to teaching physical fitness, creative expression, and environmental stewardship. So without further ado, ladies, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us on today, Deborah.
Thank you. Welcome, Gail.
It's such a joy to be here.
So I have to say, for both of you, you've been written up in the Breeze, a local paper in Rhode Island, because the pair of you are running summer activities at Cunningham and Baldwin, and you're using the Fit Club curriculum at Baldwin and taking the kids everything from field trips to craft activities. And a lot of it is happening at the Empowerment Factory, right, Gail?
Yes, it is.
So tell us more about that.
Working with Wendy, the two of us have developed a lot of curriculum, also involving the curriculum developed by Fit Club, and we're really looking forward to inspiring and educating these kids about the world around them, about seeing and being present, and learning through a joyful experience. And I can't think of a better partner to do that with than with Wendy. She is just a fabulous person.
Absolutely. And now what, tell us a little bit about the Empowerment Factory. It's a community of leaders and coaches and entrepreneurs, but how did that all come about, Gail?
As an artist, I had developed my space here in the Hope Artist Village, which is quite large, and I had a gift collection for 20 years where I made handmade gifts and sold them to galleries and stores and boutiques. And when I ended that last year, I had a lot of space, and I love the community here, and I wanted to expand on my passions, which are making art, creating joy, and empowering people. And by partnering with other people that I call team members, and Wendy is a perfect example of someone who's just so fabulous, full of life, really smart, and has great ideas, and she and I are working with the kids. I also have other team members here who are teaching personal development programs for entrepreneurs and solopreneurs. I think that people need to be supported with knowledge and also just making them believe that they can do it. And that combination is what we are fostering here at the Empowerment Factory.
Yes, absolutely. And now, Wendy, to bring you in, how did all this come together with Gail about the kids for the summer? I mean, I know that you're a fountain of creativity. So what happened there to bring the two of you together?
It's kind of a fun story. I think it was they right outside Gail's space in the wintertime, they have a farmer's market every Saturday morning. And Gail always opens up. Well, her doors are open all the time for people. But she opens them on Saturday mornings and invites people into the space, to see the activities that are going on there. Sometimes people are selling some of their expressive arts in her space. And we just got talking. And I also, you know, there were children that were coming in as well and just watching Gail play with the kids, I'm like, wow, we could have a lot of fun together. And so that's what we're going to be doing. With the kids at Baldwin, they'll be doing regular schoolwork in the morning, but then our plan is to get them outdoors after lunchtime and walking over to the Empowerment Factory, which is about 10 or 15 minutes away. But it'd be really fun just getting them walking through their neighborhood, just having fun together, walking in partners or whatever, but also really looking at the world around them. And then we'll be pulling that back in and having them write and create artwork to sort of reflect what their experience is over the summertime. And so we're pretty excited about that.
Yeah, I love that because, as we know, as adults, so much of our time and our thoughts are focused on what needs to be done. And with the kids, they're focused on, you know, what the other kids are doing and what's making them happy. And they may not be listening or seeing with clear eyes the beauty that's around them. And I know with your expertise, Wendy, and now with Gail, you'll bring this to them, this awareness that will feed their soul in a sense. So, and I know you've talked about what it has done with working with the kids. It creates less fear, less anxiety. They have less self-doubt. So speak to that, the changes you've seen with working with kids.
Definitely. Well, the confidence, the friends. And, you know, some kids who are a little bit shy or have a hard time making friends, I find that in the after-school programs where we have a lot more freedom, it gives them time to connect with one another and we plan activities that are team-oriented, so the kids are working together to help one another to achieve some sort of a goal. So that certainly, you know, a lot of that plays into it. But also encouragement that you give the kids. you know, whatever it is they're doing, that encouragement is really important. It lets them know that, and even when they make mistakes, it's like, you know, hey, yay, that's okay. That's how you learn. You know, we almost applaud mistakes, because if you don't make mistakes, sometimes you won't learn. So, you know, all of that, but letting them know that that's okay, and to have no fear. And really just getting them together and interacting with one another is a big piece. They don't have time to do that in school. And I think when you're outside of school, it gives them a chance to talk about different things that are going on in their, that were going on in their lives during school. You know, it could be a bullying issue. I've had that come up a number of times. And all the kids want to get involved in that conversation. It's really interesting.
Absolutely. I've noticed a difference in the kids that I work with there. And like you said, at the beginning, they're a bit shy and quiet. And then before you're done with the nine-week span, because it changes every 9 weeks, they're bubbly, they're talking. And what's fun is that they remember and retain what you're teaching them. Like with the Kids for Love, they'll say, well, I helped my mother do this, or this is what happened at school, and I said to them, this is the child speaking, you know, why don't you think of them with compassion? And they've learned what that is. And then it has both children, both of the kids and everyone around them, looking at things differently, feeling differently, and empowered that, you know, everything is okay. So we're really, it really makes a difference with working with kids and in empowering them, because they're thirsty for information. Now with Gail, with the artwork, it's I can envision that, you know, you could empower some future artists there.
Oh, absolutely. But, you know, when you think of art, it's really tied into problem solving and creative thinking. And so whether they, I think anyone's an artist, just like anyone can be an athlete. Some people are going to the Olympics and some people are running around their block. And it's the people who get up every day and do it, not just the people who are the most talented, that will have the most reward. And such as it is with art. And I think that if you can stimulate that kind of creative thinking, problem solving, and also, you know, accomplishment, like I did this and it's great, or I tried that and it's great. And like Wendy said, you know, making mistakes and not being devastated by them, just being like, oh, wow, I spilt that, or I don't like the way that turned out. It's like, no problem, we'll do it again. We'll do it something different. And to have that resiliency, I think, is a characteristic that will serve them, whether they're an artist or they work on Wall Street.
Right, right. And I think it's so important to foster that whatever they create is beautiful. And when you empower that piece of everything is beautiful, then there isn't any discrimination or bullying. And because person doesn't look like the other one, or they don't dress like they do, it fosters, by empowering them, it fosters that compassion, kindness, love for all, which is what all of us, the three of us, are working towards, to help people all feel that. All people feel that way. So
yes. Yeah. 5 and 105.
Yes. And you can start at 2 or 1 years old and go up to till the end of life. So how has it changed? And we'll talk with Wendy first. And then when we come back from the break, we can all talk together. But how has it changed your life, Wendy, working with the kids? And I know that it actually feeds and cultivates your creativity, but how has your life changed with working with these kids?
Wow, they lighten my life. Kids just have a very natural way of being in the moment, and I think that as we grow up, we get so much more serious, and we worry about something that happened yesterday, or we're worried about something that's going to be, you know, happening tomorrow. And kids don't really, you know, they're just sort of right there in the moment, and I love that. And they know how to laugh. And sometimes I think we get so serious in our lives that we forget how to, you know, how to laugh and let go. So, you know, for me, it keeps me young, I'll have to say that. But also, I learn a lot from the kids. There's, you know, a certain, you know, wisdom that some of them have, and a strength that just kind of, they just have it naturally. And I can think of one situation where there was a girl that was having a bullying problem in school, and a friend of hers came up, and she's like, you know, hey, you got to stand up for yourself. And it was, you know, so she wanted to jump into our conversation, and she just wanted to help empower her friend. And I just thought, wow, you know, isn't that fabulous? Then she, you know, talked to her friend. She gave her some different ideas, and she was. And this is just like a fourth grader, you know. But she's, you know, been had other things going on in her life, and she had that experience to share, and she had that strength to share. I just thought that was beautiful. So I, yeah, they teach me all kinds of. They're so creative. Some of the things they come up with just make me laugh. But just some of the ideas too. I'm like, wow, I didn't think of that. So
yeah, it's neat. And what I find is just a child giggling, you know, mm-hmm. just the giggle is so precious. And when you really live in that present moment and notice that precious giggle, it just warms your heart and you see, you know, the wonder of the world through the kids. So it's just, anyway, I could go on. But now, Gail, how has your life changed?
Oh, well, working with kids brings me so much joy because they're like a sponge and they are so receptive and they're so willing to learn if it's fun. And being with them, it's just so inspiring. You know, they have no preconceptions of some things. They have a fresh look at the world, and looking at the world through their eyes, it's just such a blessing. It's really a wonderful adventure for them and for us.
Absolutely. What would you like, what you're doing together, what is your goal or the outcome that you hope it is by putting this program together, working with the kids?
Linda, do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, I will just say really about building their self-confidence, I think, building their own inner strength. You know, talking, you know, earlier, you mentioned at the beginning of the show about, you know, these powerful emotions that we hold in our hearts, and you know, we can hold in a lot of anger and sadness, but we can also create, and from our heart, make up our own mind to create love and joy and peace. And it's up to us to create that. You can't always rely on other people to do that for you. But you have this power inside, and I think for us to, just by modeling it for the kids, and I think modeling is very
absolutely
very powerful as adults. And I think, you know, too often I think kids may have older siblings or other, you know, adult figures who aren't quite modeling as well as they could. But that's, I think, what we do when we bring the kids in with us. It's treating them with respect, treating them with love. You know, you hear the golden rule, treat others the way you would want to be treated. And sometimes I don't think people really know what that means or really think about what that means. And if we treat these children with love by showing them that, and, you know, Gail and I, just the way we treat one another in front of the children is a model.
They emulate.
Or, you know, all of that. Is so important. I know in raising my own kids, that's been a very, very important thing for me and my husband. Is what kind of message are we sending with to our children when we interact with each other this way?
Right.
Yeah.
And to be conscious of that, because life is fast and full, and a lot of times you may not be conscious of your behavior, your words that you say, and that's how kids, you know, they take on everything that they see or hear until they're much older, and then it's up to them to make choices as to whether that serves them or not, and then implement their own behaviors. So it's exciting because for obvious reasons, by teaching these little ones all that you're doing, that next generation is going to be taught by them, and they already have the foundation. They're not searching later, years later, trying to figure it out. They already have that foundation, and I truly believe that the kids coming today, you know, the newborns, already have this innate compassion, love, and really making, you know, really going to make a mark in feeding the world the way it should be, with compassion, love, and doing for others and not waiting for a tragedy to step forward. You know, it's exciting times, I feel. How do you feel about that, Gail? Do you feel it's exciting or tumultuous?
I absolutely do. And, you know, there's so many people who have led the way, like Louise L. Hay, with her words, you know, you can only think one thought at a time, so choose to be happy. And, you know, I repeat that to myself multiple times a day. You know, when something goes on or whatever, I'm just like, okay, take a deep breath. But getting back to your point of, you know, leading by example, I think that having the influence, because people are busy. Kids nowadays, when we were young, we had lots of time to contemplate stuff.
Yeah.
We did not have all the interaction via social media, via cell phones. I mean, you would go out in the afternoon on a Saturday, and you would ride your bike, and you would climb trees, and you would build forts, and you were in the doing, and doing with others. And that segment of, and also feeling safe, you know, you're walking through the woods and you're feeling safe. And I mean, I'm talking about, you know, my childhood. And I think creating that environment around the kids where they feel safe, that they are free to explore, and also teaching them that ability to be present and in the moment and to enjoy that moment and to, like, see the bugs, see the weeds, see the sunshine, hear the birds. I think that raises their consciousness to a place where they realize they're not alone and that we're all connected. And I know that's all kind of happy, fuzzy, joy stuff, but that's what I'm about.
And that's what humanity is about. We just have forgotten it, and we need to, you know, that's what we're trying to do. We're all trying to find our way.
Yeah,
and the way is to love for self and others.
Right.
We're coming up on a break, and I want to put out, if you want to get in touch with Wendy Fashan, you would go on her site, Network RI for Rhode Island, networkri.com. And then for Gail Ahlers, her site is ahlersdesigns.com. Ahlers is A-H-L-E-R-S, Designs with an S, AllersDesigns.com. And you can check out the Empowerment Factory as well. When we come back, we're going to talk about Wendy's story of her three birdies, WeShareHope.org, and just stay with us, and thank you for listening.
We are the ones who can...
Experience a different yet profound healing with Reconnective Healing. Includes yet expands beyond any and all known forms of energy healing. The Reconnective Healing Spectrum is comprised of the full healing and evolutionary continuum of energy, light, and information. It allows for healings that are not just physical, not just mental, not just emotional, yet go beyond that to bring healing that includes the evolution of your very being and essence. Deborah Beauvais, trained and certified by world-renowned Dr. Eric Pearl, offers appointment hours at Seekonk Family Chiropractic in Seekonk, Massachusetts. For questions or to set up both distance or local sessions, call Deborah at 508-431-1959. Again, 508-431-1959. Or go to lovebyintuition.com. That's lovebyintuition.com.
The Dream Vision 7 Radio Network presents Kids for Love. It's a project, a mission, and a radio show. Come join Deborah Beauvais and her young co-hosts every second Sunday at 6 p.m. as we celebrate kids making a difference. We invite other kids to join in for the spirited conversation filled with creative ideas and possibilities to start their own mission. Let's raise the bar together and cultivate a kinder world by getting inspired to help others in need. Kids for Love Project. Celebrating kids that empower others. That's every second Sunday at 6 p.m.
Join us every second Sunday at 7 p.m. for Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, where we explore the mysteries, meaning, and sometimes madness of life. Let's figure out together the ways we're meant to serve and become the fullest expressions of our most authentic selves. Let's figure out together how to create lives of balance, abundance, and joy. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Do you wish to have inner peace while living in challenging times? Are you unhappy and don't know why? Life consists of either a path of love or fear. When we choose a path of love, we learn and grow. If we choose a path of fear, we stay stuck in negativity. The time is now to heal ourselves and the world by choosing a different way. Through the path to your power, your inner light, you will find self-love and experience amazing changes. You can have inner peace, wonderful relationships, good health, and a flow of abundance. Complete the circle of illuminating love using our tools and learn how to retain your power throughout life. To learn more about the path to your power and the Divine Love Within consultations, call Deborah Beauvais at 508-226-1723 or go to lovebyintuition.com.
Invite the Kids for Love Project, an enrichment program, into your school, classroom, or wellness center. Kids for Love Project is focused on teaching kids unconditional love for self and others. The project is a journey into self-discovery. It consists of fun, creative tools to learn self-love, like I choose love, I am love, I stand in love, and utilizing one's energies with reconnective healing and tuning into one's intuition for inner guidance, plus connecting to our natural surroundings. Kids who hold love for self do not bully or harm others. Let's cultivate a kinder world that holds compassion for all. Teaching the power of love to our kids is the way. To learn more or to bring Kids for Love Project to your school, contact Deborah Beauvais, 508-226-1723. That's 508-226-1723. Or go to our Kids for Love Project on Facebook.
We are back. You're listening to the Kids for Love Project radio show, and we have a pair of amazing people, Wendy Fashan, who is a master story walker, founder of networking.com. Also, we have Gail Ahlers, and she's the artistic director and CEO of the of Ahlers Design and the Empowerment Factory. Before we go on, I'd love to share that we now have a kids blog right on the Dream Vision 7 site. It's Dream Visions, all one word with an S on the end, the number 7radio.com, and you'll see DV7 kids blog. And a lot of the kids from Rhode Island, some in Colorado, are answering questions, and the wisdom. The phrase is kids say the wisest things. So anyone listening, if it's the kids, tell your parents, get the kids involved. They have such insight to share, and that will help other kids as well as adults. So check that out. And also we have Kids for Love Project rubber bands, you know, the bracelets, the yellow, colorful, primary colors, and they stand for compassion, self-love, love for others, no bullying, and no harming anyone else. They're $3 each, 10 or more or less, and you can find that as well on the Dream Vision 7 site, and the Kids for Love Project will have its own website in the near future. So back to the ladies here, and because we opened up with peace, love, and joy, and the powerful emotions within our hearts, well, let's, Wendy, if you may come in and tell about your story with the three birdies.
Okay. One of the things I love to do, well, I love nature. And I find a lot of my inspiration for my stories from nature, and then I love to share these stories with the kids. But I'm going to tell a story about something that happened outside my window one morning. I was at the kitchen sink cleaning some vegetables and looked out the kitchen window where we keep a bird feeder, and we have a picnic table out there, and I saw a cardinal sitting on the corner of the picnic table. Now, you know, a cardinal, it's this brilliant red bird with a black mask and a pointed crest atop its head. And if you've ever seen a cardinal outside, many of you probably would recognize that bird. But have you ever watched a cardinal bully smaller birds around the bird feeder? And the sound that it makes is a song that's like, birdie, birdie, birdie. And it's like a teasing song. It's sort of, have you ever noticed how that sound in the bird, and then how when you are at a bird feeder, it's a bigger, kind of bigger than the chickadees and the tufted titmouse, and it takes over that bird feeder. So, there was this bird out there and kind of staking out its territory, and then all of a sudden a blue jay came down and it landed on the other corner of the table. Now, a blue jay is a bright blue bird with a white mask and a white belly and a pointed crest atop its head. And it's an even bigger bully than the cardinal is. So the blue jay took a look at that cardinal and started to make a hop at it. But then suddenly it stopped. And then I noticed, I'm like, what just happened? Why did it stop? And I noticed right between them, on the picnic table, kind of flipped upside down, was my son's badminton birdie. It was a little white birdie. And if you've ever seen those, but badminton birdies, originally they were made out of goose feathers that were stuck into a piece of cork. So it's like a little bird. And to me, when I looked at it, I thought, oh, my gosh, it looks like a little dove of peace because it was white and had that little bald head. And I just found that very funny, and I thought to myself, oh, my gosh, three birdies, red, white, and blue. And so anyway, I thought about that as I was sitting there at the window looking at it, and I thought, you know, it's when we feel upset or angry, we can lash out, or we can choose to stop and sit back for a moment and, you know, take a deep breath, and we kind of, you know, calm our heart down and then slowly let our breath out and kind of just let our breath out and just sort of relax. Because, you know, anger only causes more anger. It's just like war seems to always cause more war. And we do have that choice to not lash out. We can just kind of pull back a sec, take a deep breath, and just sort of settle down into peace and calm. And that'll tend to diffuse everything. So I like to share that story with the kids, because especially when there's a situation where someone's one child is across the table from another, they're having snack, and all of a sudden someone's poking someone else or bothering them, or being mean or lashing out, and I'll take them out of the room. We'll go out into the hallway, and we'll sit down on the stairway, and we'll talk about it. And I've at times shared that story with kids, but it's just that whole idea of, and also, I guess, that whole idea of just calming down, it's not that big a deal. But I think also as adults, we can tend to react really quickly to something. And I think I often need to remind myself, whoa, Wendy, you know, just, okay, calm down, take a deep breath. It's not that big a deal. We can work through this. So I think if we can help kids learn that message, a lot of my stories that I tell do talk about this whole idea of peace or rest or stillness or just taking a quiet walk. And I think it's through those moments that sometimes we find our greatest revelations, is having that quietness and having the time to process something, really feel it in our heart, and take the time to see what our heart is saying back to us. Does that make sense?
That's so key. And the conversation is so key as well, because I think anger is a natural emotion with humans. However, as adults, most of the time we're packing it in, one thing on top of another. And we may spend with our thoughts, we may spend hours rolling over and over what someone may have said to hurt our feelings. And it's really, in the higher scheme of things, it's silly. And mm-hmm. so to have a conversation about it, whether it's with kids or adults, it releases that anxiety you may be holding because of the anger. And then the deep breathing comes and you just let it go in a bubble. And that's one of the things I had been teaching the kids, is to put it in a bubble, color the bubble, any color you'd like, do whatever you'd like with the bubble to make it your own, and then release it. And off it goes, and you're on to the next thing. And I know with kids, they are on to the next thing, where most of the adults, we need to train ourselves how to let it go. So anyway,
that's right. I think two birds. There's always enough food in the bird feeder. We make sure.
Yes,
so they
exactly.
don't need to fight about it.
And what but, you're yeah. saying actually. It stops bullying. It stops it in its track
yeah.
because the person now can talk about it and release. And you've talked about what is compassion, exactly what it is. So what is it for you, Wendy? What do you believe it is? And then, Gail, I'd like to ask you.
Compassion is that's kind of an interesting word. I take that. Calm, C-O-M, and I go calm, C-A-L-M. It's calming things. Passions can be anger. They can be fear. But they can also be love and caring. And so I see compassion as a kind of a calm passion. But I also see it as really caring about other people. And that's really where compassion is. It's caring about the world around you, caring about the people that are around you, and doing whatever you can to help, to share, to make their lives happier, to make their lives more enriching,
right.
and to build them up and help them feel good about themselves. It's all of those things. Compassion is so much. I mean, sometimes love is another word for compassion, but love can mean a lot of different things. Compassion, I really see that as being that love for your fellow man or for fellow animals or for nature, whatever that is.
Right.
That's what I see.
And when you serve and give to others, as you've spoken about, it feeds our soul. It fills us up with the love that's there. It expands it within us all. So, Gail, how about you?
Yeah, I agree with what you're saying, that, when we are being kind or compassionate to someone else, it's not just an act towards someone else, because you are responsible for the energy that's around you. And so if you can be in the moment and be compassionate and know, well, maybe that person said something mean, but maybe they didn't mean it, or maybe I'm taking it out of context, or it's my interpretation that's making
right.
it into what it is. And instead of just lashing out, which is, everything's about me, which is what our current society teaches us, it's me, it's me, it's me, it's my needs, it's what I want. If you can come from a position of compassion, that more often than not, it will resolve itself peacefully. But on the flip side, I think, it's good to teach kids that it's okay to feel things.
Right.
But then what you do with those feelings. It's okay if you feel like someone did something wrong, but it's how you act with those feelings
Absolutely.
That matter. So that by telling them we want them to be compassionate, I'm not saying, it doesn't matter, or what they did didn't matter. Giving them acknowledgement for their feelings, but then teaching them the next step, which is, your actions. You're responsible for what your actions are, not you can't control what other people do. And I think that's something that we all need to remember at different points
right.
of our
lives. Exactly. Beautifully said, both of you. So we'll be back in a minute, everyone. We need to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about joy, and Gail is going to share about We Share Hope.
We are the ones, and we've been here before.
Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Beauvais on the Love by Intuition show, Sundays 9 to 10 p.m. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Sunday 9 to 10 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Do you wish to have inner peace while living in challenging times? Are you unhappy and don't know why? Life consists of either a path of love or fear. When we choose a path of love, we learn and grow. If we choose a path of fear, we stay stuck in negativity. The time is now to heal ourselves and the world by choosing a different way. Through the path to your power, your inner light, you will find self-love and experience amazing changes. You can have inner peace, wonderful relationships, good health, and a flow of abundance. Complete the circle of illuminating love using our tools and learn how to retain your power throughout life. To learn more about the path to your power and the Divine Love Within consultations, call Deborah Beauvais at 508-226-1723. Or go to lovebyintuition.com.
Life. We can either be bystanders or creators. Now is the time to awaken to your divine identity and the power of the I Am within to create a joyous and fulfilled life, no matter what your circumstances are. There are answers to life's big questions, and there is a spiritual path that leads to soul liberation and ascension. Join us every third Sunday of the month at 6 p.m. Eastern Time for Prophets for the New Age with Carl and Nancy Showalter on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Experience a different yet profound healing with Reconnective Healing. Includes yet expands beyond any and all known forms of energy healing. The Reconnective Healing Spectrum is comprised of the full healing and evolutionary continuum of energy, light, and information. It allows for healings that are not just physical, not just mental, not just emotional, yet go beyond that to bring healing that includes the evolution of your very being and essence. Deborah Beauvais, trained and certified by world-renowned Dr. Eric Pearl, offers appointment hours at Seekonk Family Chiropractic in Seekonk, Massachusetts. For questions or to set up both distance or local sessions, call Deborah at 508-431-1959. Again, 508-431-1959. Or go to lovebyintuition.com. That's lovebyintuition.com.
And I want to make sure that everyone checks out Wendy Fashion's site, because she is an author as well, The Angel Heart. That's also on our site as well with the authors that we feature and promote. Her site is networkingri.com. Again, oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. There's two, actually. Networking.com. And then there's networkri.com. We'll bring you there as well. And then for Gail, she is founder of the Empowerment Factory, as well as her art studio. And that is Alice Designs. .com, and Allah is A-H-L-E-R-S Designs with an S. So it's OllersDesigns.com. And they, the two of them, I should mention again that the pair actually reconnected with each other to create some summer activities for a couple of the schools using the school Fit Club curriculum at Baldwin, right in Pawtucket, Rhode Island. And they're getting the kids all into what is good for them, as one of them has said, only as good as what you have and how they look, as far as what the kids are thinking of, and we want to empower them to think within and not so much tied to our technology that we are, which is amazing. Technology is amazing, but sometimes it brings us away from connecting heart to heart. So with that said, Gail is a member or co-founder, I believe, or member.
I'm the communication outreach person. I'm not the brilliant person who started We Share Hope. I'm just the advocate that helps get the word out, because two of my friends started We Share Hope, which is a wonderful food rescue organization, and we get food to people in need here in Rhode Island, and we're all volunteers. You can check out wesharehope.org, and it's different than any other typical business model to address this problem, because no one organization is going to solve world hunger. But my friends that started We Share Hope, it's a wonderful thing because we're different in the way that we recover food. We get food from farmers and bakers and large food distributors. Sysco is one of our sponsors. They give us the food. So what we are paying for is the transportation of the food. So, if we pick up a truckload of food and distribute it to homeless shelters, group homes, inner city, high rises, wonderful places that can cook the food for the people. You know, our truckload of food holds about 22,000 pounds of food, and it costs about $700 a week to get that truck to go pick that stuff up. But when you do all the math, that comes down to, like, for a dollar that of the truck rental equals $63 worth of food generated that we get out to people in need. And one of the most beautiful things about We Share Hope is that, you know, it teaches, or its premise is to take away that feeling of entitlement and to bring it to shared responsibility, from dependency to self-reliance. And, you know, we're willing to help those who are willing to help themselves and others. And we believe that the donors, the food rescuers, the givers, the receivers voluntarily share their work and the expenses. So in that way, all your money that you would give to We Share Hope, and please do, wesharehope.org, click on that donate button. We all need to help each other. And We Share Hope is a perfect example of that. And if I didn't say it in the beginning, no one is getting paid at We Share Hope. It's just the community of volunteers coming together to help others in need.
And it was started by a co-owner, Stephen Martin, and he's the president as well of We Share Hope. And some of the things I had read was that it is estimated each year that 14 billion pounds of food are sent to landfills.
Right. So, I mean, we food that we save, thousands, hundreds of thousands of tons of food that would be going into landfills, we just because of the logistics of it's doesn't make sense for the company to transport it to the store, because by the time it gets to the store and gets put out on the shelf and yada yada yada, the time frame is such that it's not going to, it will expire soon. So this is all really good, healthy food, and we're talking meat and chicken and cheese and vegetables, a lot of fresh food and fresh grains, and fresh baked bread. And to get that healthy food into people who need it. Because, you know, a lot of the elderly, you know, a lot of their problems comes from not having nutritious food. You know, how can kids learn if they're hungry? You know, it's just a basic need.
Right. It makes me think of my my in-laws, that even Meals on Wheels, it needs help because it's substandard food, but they're doing the best that they can. If they could incorporate a way of having fresh food from restaurants or stores, or and to feed the elderly in that respect, they would thrive certainly much better than they do without. That's one of the things that we've done as a family with my mother-in-law, is go through a chef who each meal is $7, and it's amazingly fresh, beautiful food.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, I think that, you know what it is? It's education, because there's so many, there should not be a soul in the world that doesn't have food, doesn't have a roof over their head of some fashion, doesn't have water. And yet we've become such a, well, we have been, and now we're moving into the quantum age, but the materialistic age has been all about me and how much money we can make versus let's all be able to eat real food and have the basics.
I agree with what you're saying. And when you also think about the generation that we come from, like my grandmother lived with us, and all our food was homemade. And in today's world, people aren't as educated. Like she would say, okay, you have to have two different color vegetables every night. And that was just something that she would do. And, you know, whether it was an old wives' tale, but now you're finding out, you know, different food groups do different things for your body. And, you know, you grow up eating healthy foods, you build a healthy body. And we've got these kids who are eating fast food, and also kids who don't know how to cook. They're not getting taught that at home.
Or they don't know where the food comes from.
Yes, right. You're right, Wendy.
Right. They don't even know.
They think it's grown in a box.
Yes, and that's why we're here, Wendy, to teach them. So for anyone, now this is in Rhode Island, how many shelters does We Share Hope deliver to?
We Share Hope delivers to about 80 different places around Rhode Island, all over Rhode Island.
Wow. 24/7, correct, Gail?
Donating would be helping for gas to get the food from where it is to the shelters.
Correct. That's what most of the money. We provide over 1 million meals last year for less than $100,000. So, you know, it's about just the logistics, because all the labor is free and all the food is donated, so that doesn't have a cost. So we save the food from going into landfills, we get it to people in need, and we're building a structure of interindependent people helping each other instead of, I'm going to sit here and just give me what I want.
Right.
That's not the future that is sustainable.
Mm-mm. Absolutely. Well said. And so for anyone listening today, tomorrow, next week, next year, it's We Share Hope, just as it sounds, WeShareHope.org. And whether it's $10, and even with this a kids show, a lot of the kids are doing some amazing things. And if you're listening out there and you want to give your summer money earnings, even if it's $2, you can have your parents help you do a donation on WeShareHope.org. Well, I want to thank the two of you for coming today and sharing this special time on the Kids for Love Project. And I should mention that your program will be running from July 7th to August 7th, correct?
Yes. Yes, the program that we're doing with the kids in Pawtucket specifically this summer.
Absolutely.
But we're looking to expand that and do more programs in the fall.
Oh, wow. Well, I'd love to hear about that as well. And you're just going to continue on. What a platform to create, to expand in other states. People could emulate what you're doing, and it could just take a life of its own and help everyone in the country and beyond, not just this country, every country.
We are the ones.
So thank you, ladies.
Thank you, Deborah.
Thank you, Deborah. It was such a joy. Thank you for
being and we'll end
a
with
beacon
that.
Of light.
Peace, love, and joy. That's what we're all about. And for everyone out there, have a blessed day. Until the next time.
We are the ones. And we've been here before.
Until the next time, Kids for Love Project challenges everyone to create a way of serving others in need. Whether it's a nonprofit or helping kids in your neighborhood, we can all make a difference. The gift received in giving of self heals everyone and everything on the planet. Let's unite and build a universal circle of kids, all making a difference for a brighter world. Kids for Love Project, celebrating kids that empower others. To learn more, go to our Kids for Love Project Facebook page.